It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
NHL hockey reportedly one step closer to coming to Utah with just one more major vote left before the state officially has a team.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, the NHL Executive Committee has approved the Arizona Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City, according to sources that told Sportico. Now, the deal now needs the approval of the NHL's Board of Governors, which includes all current 32 team owners. They are one of the final steps for any major expansion or relocation proposal in the league. If they sign off, Arizona Sports reports a press conference to officially announce the sale of the Coyotes is on target for either this Thursday or Friday. And an Associated Press source tells Jazz says Jazz owner Ryan Smith is dishing out $1 billion to buy the Coyotes and move the team to Salt Lake City. Arizona could still get an expansion team if they are able to build a new arena within the next few years or so. Now, when Utah gets a hockey team, what should it be named? KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff went to the Utah Olympic Oval, where fans are weighing in.
Admittedly, the fans I've been speaking with are probably biased since they were all on their way into the Oval to play some hockey, but every one of them say they're excited the pros could be coming to Utah.
Hockey is amazing. It's best sport around. My son's been playing it for years. I play, my husband plays and coaches, and it's such a great sport that gets everyone involved. It's a wonderful community, and we need something like that here.
Denise says she's hoping the tickets won't cost too much, and for the record, she wants the team to be named the Blizzard with a double Z. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
But of course, Utah already has an ECHL hockey team, the Utah Grizzlies. So what happens to them if we get an NHL team here in town? KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has some answers.
As for right now, the Grizzlies will be staying in Utah at the Maverick Center at least through the next season. The team will also remain a minor league affiliate for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche team, even if the Arizona Coyotes come to the state. But Grizzlies Vice President Jared Youngman says that arrangement might change in the future.
That will be a discussion that will be had later. I mean, right now we're under contract with the Colorado Avalanche. I would say right now that's one of the other unknowns that everybody's not sure what's going to happen.
The Grizzlies will begin their season in October. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
And of course, remember to stay locked in to KSL News Radio for the very latest developments on this story. There's a lot of moving parts, but we're monitoring it. We'll keep you updated day or night. Live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. Could take weeks to select jurors for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky is following the case in Manhattan.
The prosecutors are going to be allowed to call Karen McDougal, the former Playboy model, who has said that the National Enquirer paid her hush money in order to keep quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump that he denies. But the judge also said prosecutors are limited in what they can do with the Access Hollywood tape.
At the end of the first day, there were no jurors selected, but many people were dismissed.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a stop in Las Vegas trying to rally support for the Biden campaign.
What we are seeing in these states that we are talking about are Trump abortion bans, and he can't get away from that.
Her speech comes 1 week after Arizona's court abortion ruling.
The owners of a gun shop in Utah County are in police custody after the Department of Justice accused them of stealing $600,000 from customers around the country. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, we're talking $300,000 for body armor that never got delivered, plus $90,000 more for ammunition that never arrived. These are just a couple of the fraud schemes that the Department of Justice is accusing Utah-based company Urban Arms of committing between 2020 and last year. The couple behind this arms and ammo dealer claimed to serve the FBI and U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, which the Department of Justice says isn't true. This company could have had international reach. Two of the biggest charges of fraud against them added up to $500,000 worth of specialized military technology that was supposed to head to the front lines in Ukraine. Their first day in court happened over the weekend. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. The melting snowpack is starting to fill up our lakes and reservoirs.
The Bureau of Reclamation just yesterday put out a statement and forecast showing that the Lake Powell
could go up 20 to 50 feet. Forecasts show that the low end would go up to an elevation. The lake level would go up to an elevation of 3,575 feet.
That is such good news.
Yeah.
Temperatures today will be in the low 60s.
Speaking of that runoff, a quick check of the ski report this morning. Snowbird had 9 new inches, Alta 7, Bryanhead got 5. Brighton, Snow Basin, Solitude all came in with 4 inches this morning.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, travel on I-15 still running smooth both directions into Salt Lake. If you're going to get to the freeway, it might take you a little longer than once you're there to get to your destination, especially if you're on the 21st South Freeway, which has some backups in between 5600 West and Bangor Highway. Mountain View, Bangor are the busiest intersections on the west side. On the east side, 700 East and 33rd South, we've got some eastbound backups right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center.
A U.S. Central Command report says the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport in 2021 that killed 13 U.S. troops was not preventable. Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, who grew up in Utah, was killed in that attack. And his dad, Darren, spoke to KSL-TV about getting a debrief on that report.
It's almost like getting the Band-Aid ripped off again. And it's just, there's a lot of high emotions.
Darren Hoover believes the attack on his son and the other service members could have been stopped if the planning into the troop withdrawal had been better.
A never-before-publicly-seen video was shown in court yesterday during the Chad Daybell trial. The video showed Daybell talking to his daughter while in the back of a police car. It was captured after police say they found the body of J.J. Vallo in Daybell's backyard. The trial resumes later this morning.
The latest consumer spending numbers are out, and they are higher than predicted for March.
This is a blowout number. It definitely shows that consumers can walk and chew gum at the same time. Even though energy prices and gasoline prices are rising, and we saw that in the inflation data, they're still out there buying goods. So we find that interesting, especially given the fact that in our own surveys, consumers are saying they're less keen to buy goods, but more keen on buying services, especially vacations.
The conference board's Dana Peterson reporting from CNBC.
Filling up at the gas pump has not been a fun experience over the past month or two.
Gas prices always go higher moving towards summer, but add in the uncertainty involving Iran, now a major oil producer, and the rises could be about to get even steeper. But for now, the Energy Department reports in the past week the price of regular unleaded went up 4 more cents to an average of $3.63 a gallon. That's still 4 cents cheaper than at this time last year. But in California, the average price of regular unleaded is now $5.27 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new program could give drivers a helping hand the next time they're pulled over. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, there's always a possibility you get pulled over for something like a broken taillight or a busted turn signal. Now, thanks to the Lights On initiative and the West Jordan PD, officers could now give you a voucher to take care of the problem if they pull you over. Now, 21 other states are part of the Lights On project. In Minnesota, Police Chief Todd Axtell says it's a way for people in the community to get to know the officers.
This provides an opportunity to have an interaction with the police officer that turns out so positive and just builds that relationship, the bank of trust that we always talk about.
Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
A Harriman teen is grilling her way to the top.
16-year-old McKenna York is making noise in the barbecue scene after competing in several national competitions. She was the grand champion this year in the 2024 Slab-O-Rama Kids Q in Arizona. She also won 2 state championships with the State Cook-Off Association. Now she's sponsored by Girls Can Grill, a grilling website for tips and recipes started by Christy Vanover. This year, Vanover sponsors 8 other girls from 4 states. McKenna tells KSL.com she hopes to make grilling her career. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
That is so
cool.
That
is really cool.
I wonder if McKenna would be interested in coming over to my barbecue and cooking for us. It's 7:09. If you're making your way in this hour, let's get a look at the drive, traffic, and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy, looks like freeway speeds in Murray.
It is so far, at least on I-15 from Draper to downtown. We do have a little bit of slowing on the 201 freeway coming over from Magna, though. Some waiting time at 7200 West. And then between 56 West and Bangor, it's pretty heavy. We had a crash in that stretch earlier. Now, when the crash was there, it didn't cause any slowdowns. But when it pulled away, it created some that just haven't cleared. Heather?
No delays right now on I-15 southbound between Ogden and Salt Lake. You're still about 30 minutes, even a little less, depending on where you hop on the freeway. It's getting to the freeway that has a bit of the congestion right now. now. That includes 12th Street in Ogden, SR 193 in Clearfield, and 200 North in Kaysville. You do have good speeds, though, as well on US 89 and I-84. So, again, once you get to a freeway, whether you're north, south, east, or west, you'll be fine. Eric.
Stoplights, congestion starting to increase in Utah County, a couple spots, 800 North in Orem. And if you're coming out of Highland Cedar Hill, some of those stoplights on Timpanogos Highway getting over to the freeway getting busier. But I-15 continues to look good throughout Utah County. Transform your outdated kitchen with half-price granite. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite starting at $25 per square foot installed. Visit halfpricegranite.com. Affordable luxury. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. We're starting out with temperatures in the low to mid-40s with high humidities this morning at 7 a.m. Could feel a little bit of a chill in the air. Into the lunch hour, 55, partly cloudy skies, a light west breeze, and into the afternoon, topping out at 63, a lot warmer than yesterday's gloomy 49 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, partly cloudy, 46 downtown.
I don't think we've ever talked about a WNBA draft with this kind of enthusiasm.
Yeah, and that's great for the WNBA.
And not just because of Caitlin Clark, but we've got a Utah Ute who went in the top 10. We'll have more on that just ahead.
Yeah. Boy, I've been following these videos this morning. Look at that picture right there.
Oh, wow.
One of the oldest buildings in Copenhagen, Denmark, built in the 17th century, caught fire early this morning.
No.
I was lucky enough to be there several years ago for an event, but they're saying 400 years of culture has gone up in flames. That's according to the Minister of Culture there. He says 400 years of Danish cultural heritage. Mm. They've been rushing to get as many of the paintings and things as they can out. The building's iconic spire did collapse into the flames.
Mm. What was the building again?
It's their old stock exchange building.
Oh, wow.
But they've been using it as a cultural place to have lots of art.
Hmm. The Olympic flame was lit this morning in Greece as the torch prepares to head to Paris for the Summer Games. IOC President Thomas Bach spoke during the ceremony.
On this sacred ground where we stand today, the great gift to humankind was born 2,800 years ago, the Olympic Games. We are grateful to the Greek people to this very day for this precious gift to all humankind.
Typically, the flame is lit using mirrors and the sun, but it was cloudy this morning, so they used a backup flame that was lit by the sun the day before.
Yeah, and tomorrow marks 100 days before the Summer Games in
Exciting.
Paris. The owners of a Colorado funeral home, this is pretty grueling, were already in trouble for not properly taking care of bodies. Now they're facing fraud charges over taking COVID relief funding.
Federal authorities are now accusing Colorado funeral home owners John and Carrie Halford of using nearly $900,000 in federal COVID relief funding to buy cars, vacations, cosmetic procedures, jewelry, and tuition for their child. That's in addition to collecting $130,000 from families who thought they were paying for burial or cremation services, which allegedly were never provided. It's suspected they were given fake ashes and fraudulent certificates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Scientists have discovered three new species of kangaroos. They say lived up to 5 million years ago. Paleontologists found several complete fossil skeletons while in southern Australia. The kangaroos grew up to 6.5 feet tall. Can you imagine that?
No.
Scientists believe the giant kangaroos became extinct about 40,000 years ago.
Did you watch the Billy Joel concert over the weekend?
I missed it. I'm sorry I missed it.
On CBS, there's a big dust-up over it at CBS.
CBS aired the 100th Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden. However, at the end of the final song, Joel's signature theme, Piano Man, audiences in half the country heard this. It was an anticlimactic ending for an otherwise powerful night. On Monday, CBS revealed the problem was due to a, quote, network programming timing error. Earlier on Sunday, CBS aired the Masters tournament, and after live coverage ran about a minute over, they did not account for the small but critical change. This resulted in dozens of stations cutting straight into the local nightly news broadcast across three time zones. Billy Joel fans around the country reacted with outrage, taking to social media to vent against CBS. On Monday, the network announced it will rebroadcast the concert on Friday, April 19th at 9 p.m. I'm Kevin Carr.
Remember years ago when it, what was it, It was Heidi. The movie was Heidi, and they stepped on a football game, didn't they?
Yeah, they call it the Heidi game.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I don't remember who the two teams were, to be honest with you, but
the Jets and the Raiders. Oh.
And there were two scores in the final minute.
Yeah.
And they cut away because of poor timing.
Oh, man. I feel bad for was ever working the switchboard that day.
Yeah.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for free ice cream. Ben & Jerry's is bringing back its annual free cone day, and today is the lucky day. Visit one of their locations between noon and 8 to claim the scoop.
And the 2024 Twilight Concert Series lineup for Salt Lake City has been announced.
I don't need reminders of how...
Headliners include, is it Love?
I don't know.
The Sacred Souls, Watch House, Jungle, The Mariahs, and Alex G. People that are familiar with their music are excited. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Grizzlies will be sticking around in the Beehive State at least through next season, but will remain affiliated with the Colorado Avalanche, even with the likely addition of the Arizona Coyotes coming to Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Second, Southern Utah is seeing a spike in a fungal disease that can impact people called Valley Fever.
Third, let's check the drive with traffic and weather together.
Well, we had some slowing on I-15 for a minute around 33rd South. That's gone. We still have delays on the 201 freeway for eastbound traffic in Magna and a few city streets that are seeing traffic increase, but nothing major yet, thankfully. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot more sunshine today with highs back into the 60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 46 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
With a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump has just arrived at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan for day two of jury selection in his criminal trial. ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this is a prime example of his political and legal calendars colliding.
This was a wake-up call for Donald Trump. This is his new reality. He is now criminal defendant Trump. Sure, he's been indicted four times. He's had to go to his arraignments. But now he has to be inside a nondescript courtroom in Lower Manhattan day after day against his will. He must be there, and he is in a courtroom where he has no control.
On Monday, 50 jurors were dismissed when they said they could not be fair and impartial against the defendant in the hush money trial. The Supreme Court today is taking up the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack at the Capitol. They were charged with obstructing an official proceeding. The defense argues that statute is too narrow to apply. The U.S. Supreme Court also upholding an Idaho ban on gender-affirming care for minors while lower court arguments play out. ABC's Devin Dwyer is at the court with more.
The court did not weigh in on the merits of the law, but the conservative majority said it can now be enforced while a lawsuit moves forward. Idaho's law would punish doctors with up to 10 years in prison if they provide puberty blockers or hormone therapy to transgender kids under the age of 18. It has been challenged by two families seeking that care. The court did say they can continue to receive the care in the meantime.
The drums heard in several U.S. cities on Monday. From New York to Chicago, San Francisco to Seattle, more than 140 people arrested for blocking airports and bridges in support of a ceasefire in the Middle East. Israel's military chief says his country will respond to Iran's weekend attacks, but he did not elaborate on when and how. World leaders are urging against retaliation. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth now. Last night was the most hyped draft in WNBA history, and Utah Ute All-American Alyssa Peely was a top 10 pick.
We get more from KSL sports anchor Jeremiah Jensen.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Minnesota Lynx select Alyssa Peely.
Peely selected eighth overall in the draft. She'll play for the Minnesota Lynx. She's the seventh Utah player ever to be drafted, and at number eight, the second highest, behind only Shona Thorburn, who was picked number seven in 2006.
And definitely the community in Salt Lake City. I think it's really grown on me the last 2 years I was there. And I'm going to miss it a lot because, you know, even though I came from another Pac-12 school, they still took me with open arms and just supported me throughout everything.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
No shock there. As expected, Caitlin Clark is the number one overall pick in the 2024 WNBA draft.
And I'm very lucky to be going there to an organization that really loves women's basketball. I mean, you see it today. I think they had 17,000 tickets claimed to just watch the draft. I think that shows the excitement in Indianapolis.
Her Fever jersey already sold out.
That is so exciting to
me. It is. And for Alyssa Pealey to be a top 10 pick. She was such a standout.
She
and,
was.
You know, so strong in the last couple of years' run for the Lady Utes. Nice honor, not just for her, but for the program as well. That is the In-Depth this morning at 15 and 45.
7:19 now. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, a little bit of delay for traffic on West Valley roads. Northbound on Mountain View in particular, trying to get to 3500 South. Bangor had some slowdowns a little earlier. At the moment, it looks like traffic moving through 47, 35th South a little bit better right now. I-15 hasn't seen any significant delay between Point of the Mountain and I-215, although we've had some slowing in South Salt Lake. Right now, you're sailing through there at the full speed limit. Heather?
City streets have most of the congestion right now throughout Weber and Davis County, especially near school zones like 1000 East in front of Clearfield High School and Hillfield Road in front of Northridge High School in Layton. But you also still have a bit of delay trying to get into the west gate of Hill Air Force Base in Clearfield, mostly on Main Street and 650 North. I-15, still haven't seen any slowdowns, though, from Ogden to Salt Lake. Eric?
I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound, looking good, too. It's a 20-minute drive from University Avenue in Provo, northbound, up to the county line. If you're getting out from Redwood Road over to the freeway, it's starting to get congested on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North eastbound. Revere Health encourages you to schedule your preventative care and annual checkups to help increase the potential to live your most healthy and active life. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner in life. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with a string of 60s and then maybe some 70s. Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 63. Tomorrow we go 62, partly cloudy, weak brush-by system. We'll keep temperatures at bay and even drop them a touch by Thursday. Mostly sunny skies, 61. Bouncing back on your Friday, mostly sunny skies, 65. Up to 69 on Saturday. Sunday, mostly sunny, 74. We're to 76 and partly cloudy on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 46 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I just want to thank everybody for their birthday wishes. People are so kind. I got a note from my brother. I just wanted to share with you one thing he said, Tim, because I thought it was beautiful. He said, enjoy your entry into the land of 60s, where the view and atmosphere as you ascend becomes increasingly glorious and beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that? I turned 60 today, and it is wonderful.
Growing older is for the blessed.
Yeah, it truly is.
Yeah.
I used to be nervous about it when I was a younger woman, but now these are the best days of my life.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky.
And the best is yet to come. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Coming up in a minute, we'll get you ready for the opening bell on the markets, which is 7 minutes away. We'll see what the futures look like next.